The event was organized by Indivisible Roaring Fork, the local chapter of a national progressive organization, and was moderated by Basalt's Bernie Grauer. Among a howling fan in the River Bend Cafe, crowded with political literature and enthusiastic constituents, the candidates took turns answering questions ranging from healthcare to the environment, wealth inequality, gun control, immigration, and foreign policy.
How would you balance environmental protection with local economic opportunity?
Here are the candidates responding to Grauer's question about the environment and local economies, beginning with former state representative Diane Mitch Bush.
In 2017, I was named the Legislator of the Year by Conservation Colorado for many bills I passed, many points I'd made. It's not the economy or the environment. It's the economy and the environment. Our economy, particularly on the western slope, but in all of Colorado, cannot flourish without strong scientific protections for our air quality, our water quality, our free-flowing rivers, our public lands, and public health. It's the economy and the environment. That's how I've legislated. That's how I will legislate. And there are many communities that have been hurt, not because of environmental regulations on clean air or clean water, but because of the market, because of globalization, because trade policies and market prices for commodities, particularly oil and gas and coal, have gone like that. We're coming up a little bit now for oil and gas. Both of those are boom and bust economies, and bear in mind that both of them have gotten, since the 1890s, significant government subsidies for what they do. Part of helping out communities is to invest in renewables. Renewables then can provide those living wage jobs in communities that are distressed. Tourism is one thing that many of the communities, particularly way southwest Colorado, are trying to invest in. Well, if we don't keep the environment healthy and whole, there won't be tourism for them, for us, for anybody else. So that's a false dichotomy, the environment or the economy. It's like your money or your life. You need to have both. There are specific science-based rules and laws. One of them is the methane rule. This administration has overturned that. I will vote to bring it back. Also, in terms of course, what the EPA is doing, he's a cabinet member. We can't remove him. Only the president really can. But there are lots of ways that we can pass legislation that he has to implement.
Next, water attorney and rancher Carl Hanlon answered the same question.
Really when we talk about this in the 3rd Congressional District, we're really talking about how do the extractive industries interact with our local economies. And as you know, here in our community, we are facing that question. What have we become versus what is on the edge of our community? And I think that's something that every community in the 3rd Congressional District faces, whether you're in Mesa County, Delta County, Montrose, down in the San Luis Valley. So the question really is how do we balance those two? Well, as a starting point, you have to push back against an administration that is willing to sell off everything in their own interests. And I think that's absolutely the starting point. Does it come to impeachment of cabinet-level officials? It may well come to that when you look at what Pruitt and Zinke are doing. There is another way to remove those guys. Beyond that, though, and without taking that kind of overarching approach, we can, as legislators, make a difference in how those economies interact. The San Juan Wilderness Bill is a great example of stakeholder interaction to protect local economies. Because when we talk about public lands in particular, where most of this extractive industry is at, 80% of the public lands in Colorado are in the 3rd Congressional District. So no matter where you're at in this district, you are touched by the issue and touched by it closely. So expanding those industries that work inside of the outdoor rec industry, it's not just tourism, it is manufacturing, it is companies like Osprey or Make Live Wheels down in Montrose, it is a small startup snowboard wax company in Carbondale. They all are reliant on a healthy and vibrant local economy that is built around the availability of those public lands and that great environment. There are other areas where we can push that forward too, investment in renewable energy, helping companies move away from fossil fuels as quickly as possible, but in doing so, we have to justly deal with those workers that are displaced as a result, and that means our responsibility is to find those businesses and those replacement jobs, for which everybody talks about job training, but if there's not a job, the training is pretty meaningless.
Here's former Eagle County Commissioner Arne Menconi's response.
When I was applying for my MBA, the dean said, why do you want your MBA? And I said, so I can know how the enemy thinks. And he laughed and he said, no, really, why? And I said, no, really, that's why. All right, so how do you create economic development? I started a charity in 1993, just wanting to have some kids of color being able to come up to Lily White Ski Resorts and see if we could diversify ski resorts. Today, it's in nine states. I've had hundreds of employees, and in order to do that, I had to work with all of the outdoor manufacturing organizations, and I had to have them on my board. I went to all of their headquarters, got to know them, and showed them how, by helping kids at risk, we could help them and we could grow the industry. That's one example. But what I want to make clear here, folks, is what I said earlier, is that those kids in Parkland said adults have failed us. And this is my number two issue, banning fracking. I don't understand how, with the science, we can look our children in the face and say that this is a business. The thing that people have been telling me who are not for banning fracking is because it's about jobs. Governor Hickenlooper said that. Governor Ritter said that to me last month when I sat in his office and said, we can't do this. But this is a Ponzi scheme. Fracking is being used, and Dave knows this because we saw this when Gail Schwartz was at Club 20. She said she was for Jordan Cove pipeline. How could you be extracting oil and gas from here, selling it to China and Japan, and think that's helping our economy? This is another boom and bust thing in the state of Colorado. And the way we do it is we have to take that money that I talked to you about before, and we have to put it into renewable energy, into green economy. When you go to Paonia and you talk to farmers who are trying to create farms, and they're afraid that the fracking water disruption is going to affect that business, that is going to put them out of business, and I'll fight against it.
It was announced that although Congressman Scott Tipton was invited to participate, Indivisible Roaring Fork received no response from his office. A full hour of the debate is archived at kdnk.org. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.